Hey, Jacob here. Spring is a time for renewal. God shows that to us in nature as the flowers and trees start popping up at the end of a long, hard winter. But today, it seems the deep freeze of winter still has a hold on Becca Taylor's heart. Here we go, down Gilead Lane.
As a reminder, it's already March, and our planning committee has only 2 months left to get everything in order for the spring ball. Now, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank one particular sophomore for all the hard work she has done to help us get ready for this centennial celebration of Coleraine's spring ball. Rebecca Taylor, would you please stand up so this committee can give you a well-deserved round of applause?
No. Now, Rebecca has
she's the only one who's done anything.
She's done more than you have, Tiffany.
If my father wasn't paying for all this, Becca would have nothing to do. Besides, Brooke, the only reason she's doing so much is because she's trying to get away from her mom.
Tiffany?
Well, it's true. Can you blame her? First, her mom walks out on her. Then she shows up 4 years later to tell Becca she's got cancer.
Tiffany?
No wonder Becca spends all her time on the ball.
I really need to thank her.
Thank you very much.
Yeah!
All that said, we have a lot more hard work to do in order to make this ball one of the best formals Coleraine has ever seen.
That's right.
And that brings us to our last announcement. Lizzie Mitchell, our junior class president, has something to say. Lizzie?
Thanks, Mr. Salica. Okay, so we've all been working, like, really hard for the spring formal, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
But we haven't even gotten to the best part. Every formal occasion needs a queen, and Coleraine's spring ball has the queen of spring.
Everyone knows who that should be.
You can't be the queen, Tiffany.
We'll be holding elections tomorrow to vote for a junior or senior as queen.
There shouldn't be an age rule.
It's not a rule, Tiffany. It's like...
Yeah.
So we'll know by Monday who our queen of spring will be.
Tradition. Well, it's a tradition that freshmen can't be on this planning committee. But I'm here, aren't I?
So, like, are there any questions?
Back here.
Tiffany?
What if somebody doesn't want to vote for any of the girls listed on the ballot?
Simple. There's always a space for a voter to write in a choice. Anyone else?
Hi, Bex. How's the meeting?
Fine. Tiffany was her annoying self. I thought you had to work at the store tonight.
It was slow. Dad sent me home so I could make dinner for Mom.
Oh.
I've got her tray almost ready here. Do you want to take it down to her?
What do you think, Luke?
Oh, come on, Bex. She's been living downstairs for a couple weeks now, and you haven't even said two words to her.
I have nothing to say to that woman.
She's our mother, Becca.
Next, you're going to remind me she has cancer. I don't want to hear it. You just don't get it.
No, Becca, you don't get it. Mom is trying. Yeah, she's messed up a lot, but you heard what Mrs. Morrison told us.
Yeah.
Mom's a new Christian, Becca. She's starting over.
Well, maybe it's too late for that.
No, Becca, don't say things like
that. Smells good in here, Luke. Chicken soup again?
Mom, I was just going to bring this down to you.
No, thanks, but I thought I'd eat up here with you tonight.
Oh, great. Are you feeling better?
A little bit.
Good.
Rebecca, Luke said you had a meeting for the spring ball.
Yeah.
How's that going? Are you liking it?
I'll be in my room.
Oh, Bex, what about dinner?
I'm not hungry.
She's just... I wish she didn't have to be so...
It's okay, Luke. I know. Now, how about some of that soup?
Okay.
Here. Oh, look, a
did you girls? Almost done with the dishes already.
They better be clean.
Hey!
Oh, Brooke! Well, we were so busy eating dinner, we didn't even ask you how that meeting went.
Yeah, the spring ball. Yeah. Have you guys decided on a color theme yet? Yeah. Did you start talking about what you're going to wear?
Let your sister talk.
Actually, Haley, you would have loved it tonight. Lizzie Mitchell,
she's so pretty,
said that we'll be voting for the Queen of Spring tomorrow, and they'll announce the results next week.
Oh, yeah. Queen of the whole ball. Can you even imagine? That's what I'm going to be when I'm in high school.
Me too.
Do you think Lizzie Mitchell will be the queen?
I don't know. But if Tiffany Richter has her way, no. Lizzie definitely won't be queen.
Well, why not?
Doesn't she like Lizzie?
It's not about Lizzie. Tiffany just wants to be queen herself. And if she could figure out a way to rig the votes, you'd better believe she'd do it.
Would she really?
Now, Brooke, you know you shouldn't say things like that.
I know, but I can't take it anymore. I can't even ignore her. She's everywhere. Planning meetings, my study hall. She even shows up when we're working at the bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
She makes me so crazy.
All right.
You sound just like Michael used to when you talked about Maya Richter.
What? Like Michael?
Yeah, before she became a Christian, remember? Mike used to get so mad at her. I thought he'd quit school just to get away from her.
That's right, huh?
Ah, Brookie. You see, we know it's a challenge, but you've got to keep trying to be patient with Tiffany.
Well, that's so true.
And remember that based on the life she's been given, she really doesn't know any better.
I know. Were you busy at the store last night?
Dad sent me home early to take care of Mom. Listen, have you seen Becca today?
Not yet. Why?
She just hasn't talked to me since last night. Huh. I tried to get her to go downstairs and spend some time with Mom, but then Mom came up and... Well, I just wondered if she said anything to you.
No. I'll see her in study hall, though.
Okay.
Listed on the ballot. There's a write-in space, and it's T-I-F-F-A.
Oh, she's unbelievable.
That's just the kind of girl we'd want representing our town.
That's right.
Haley, like little butterfly clips.
No, Mom. Those are for little kids.
Oh, sorry.
This haircut is hopeless.
No, it isn't. Look, we're going to find some pretty clips of Barrett's today, and you will love it.
No babyish ones, though, okay, Mom?
Whatever you say.
Hi, Mrs. Morrison.
Oh, hi, Becca.
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Cute haircut.
Really? You think it's cute?
Yeah. Brooke told me you got it cut super short. Well, I'd get mine cut like that, too, if I had the face for it.
You'd get it cut like mine?
Sure. And I'd wear these butterfly clips. I picked them out from the catalog last time Dad was stocking for the store.
I love these!
Oh, really? They're not too babyish?
Mom, I just didn't get a good look at them before.
Oh, right.
So, did you guys need anything else today?
No, this is it. Haley got done with her Saturday jobs early, so we decided to go for a little mother-daughter shopping spree.
That's cool. I wanted to go up to the mall in Westtown.
Haley.
But my dad's store had to do, right?
That's right.
Guess so. But after this, Mom's taking me out to lunch. Just the two of us.
Yep. Oh, I remember doing that. Every time we'd go shopping, she'd take me out to eat at our favorite place. This little Italian restaurant she loved. What was the name of that place?
Who took you?
Haley.
My mom.
Oh. You two sure knew how to have a good time together.
The best. But that was before she walked out on us.
Rebecca.
Well, I better get back up front. I told Dad I was here to help him today. Don't forget to show me those clips when you've got them in, okay, Haley?
Sure.
Bye.
Thanks for your help, hon. Oops. Oh, no, sweetie. We just have to keep praying for her.
I guess so.
Come on. Let's get those butterfly clips.
Please, class. Some people have work to do in this study hall. If you'd like to talk, you need to keep it down.
So, Haley said you liked your haircut.
Oh, yeah. They came into Dad's store this weekend. She looked cute.
She wouldn't stop talking about the fact that you liked it. Oh, that and the election for the Queen of Spring. Oh,
I used to get just as excited about the Queen. Mom and I loved all the hype that came with the spring ball.
Aw.
But that was a long time ago.
My mom said she's going to your house tomorrow to do a Bible study with your mom.
Really? Why?
Becca, you know how important it is to study the Bible with someone after they become a Christian. You can't just leave people hanging like that.
This is Principal Garza. I'd like your attention, please.
Quiet.
As you all know, we had an election here last week for the Queen of Spring. This year's queen holds a special spot, not only because she has upstanding character and is a solid representation of the kind of young lady our school is
proud of. Get on with it already!
Tiffany Richter, please hold it down.
And also, because she will be representing our own colorate at the Centennial Spring Ball. Here to make the announcement is cheerleader captain Lizzie Mitchell.
Thanks, Mr.
Garza. This year's Queen of Spring is a big surprise. For the first time in as far back as any of us can remember, our queen wasn't on the ballot. She was a write-in.
I knew it!
And because she was a write-in, Principal Garza said she waived the age requirement.
I told you, Brooke.
So, when you see her in the hallway today, King Bradley, Coleraine's new Queen of Spring.
You don't have to wait for the hallway.
Rebecca Taylor!
What?
That's great!
Congrats, Lizzie.
Rebecca, that's awesome!
Thank you, Lizzie. And congratulations, Rebecca. And thank you to all those who counted the votes this weekend. Keep up the hard work.
Rebecca Taylor, you rigged that vote.
No, I didn't, Tiffany.
Yes, you did.
She wouldn't do something like that, Tiffany.
And what's that supposed to mean, Brooke? I'm going to talk to Mother about this. And you're not even a junior yet.
She's just a freshman.
You're queen! Great job!
And then Matthew 5, 23 and 24 focuses more on the importance of reconciliation.
Will you read that verse again, please?
Well, sure. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift.
Or in my case, daughter. Oh. Mary, I'm not sure how to do that.
How to do what? Go to your daughter?
She won't let me near her. And I feel it. I can feel this holding me back, Mary. It's like I can't quite breathe, knowing there's this wall between me and Rebecca.
Have you asked her to forgive you?
I can't ask her anything. She runs out of the room whenever I come near.
She's been so overwhelmed and confused. Maybe now she's got something to look forward to. She won't be so defensive if you approach her.
Something to look forward to?
Well, Queen of Spring. Joan, no one's told you.
Told me what?
Rebecca was voted the Queen of Spring yesterday.
By Rebecca?
Yes.
But I thought you had to at least be a junior.
They made an exception. She was a write-in.
Really?
Yes.
I still can't believe it. And the look on Tiffany's face when she found out you were written in.
I wonder if she ever did go and tell her mother.
Oh, we should stop. We're acting exactly like she would, just by talking bad about her.
I guess you're right.
Becca, it really is pretty amazing.
What is?
You're representing our whole town. Queen!
I never thought I'd hear Brooke Morrison care about who was Queen of Spring.
Very funny. But I mean it. It's just pretty cool. And after Mr. Garza announced it today, when he talked about the kind of upstanding character the Queen should have, I guess I'm just proud of you.
You shouldn't be, Brooke.
Why not?
If anyone has upstanding character, it's you.
Right.
Seriously, Brooke. If any of those people who wrote my name down saw me at home, there's no way they'd think I should be their queen.
Becca.
I mean it. I really don't deserve to be Queen of Spring.
Don't say that.
No, you're right. You don't.
Nobody asked what you thought, Tiffany. And we're having a private conversation here?
Well, excuse me, but you're working at my mother and father's bed and breakfast. If you want to socialize, you shouldn't do it at work.
You are not our boss, Tiffany.
You know what your problem is, Becca Taylor? Just because you got elected to be Queen of Spring when you're not even old enough, you think you're the exception to every rule, don't
you? Where are you from?
Of all the people to say something like that, you have no right.
And just what is that supposed to mean?
As if you don't know.
I'll tell you what I do know. I think you and Becca rigged the whole thing.
No way.
You wrote on the extra ballots in the office and turned them in.
No.
And I think that anyone who did vote for you only did it because they feel sorry for you, since your mother took off for so long and then only came back here to die.
You are the most selfish, heartless, terrible person I have ever met, Tiffany Richter.
Oh, really?
All you care about is you.
Oh, don't. Please.
And just because you couldn't cheat or buy your way into being the Queen of Spring, just because somebody who actually has a conscience and a work ethic got voted in and you didn't.
Brooke, stop.
No, Becca. I won't stop. I've been stopping all year, always making excuses for you, Tiffany.
Stop.
But you don't change. If your mother can't pull strings to get you exactly what you want to be happy, then you make sure no one around you can be happy either.
Well, now I know how you all really feel.
Don't say that.
No, I should go. I should see if Mother's bought me something to make me happy.
Tiffany.
Goodbye. Bye, Mrs. Donna.
Goodbye, Tiffany. I've never seen anyone take the fire right out of that girl.
Brooke was only defending me, Mrs. Donner.
Brooke knows that that isn't any excuse.
Yes, ma'am.
I know Tiffany can try our patience, but responding to her with the same meanness and hatred that fills her up, do you think that's gonna change her or make her better, Brooke?
No, ma'am.
There must be somebody to pick you two up. Thank you again for coming in on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'll see you this weekend. And Brooke, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but
I know.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
I thought I'd pick you up since I was in town. Brooke, are you in or out? Close the door.
Thanks for coming to get us, Mom, but I'm gonna walk.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, honey. We're going to eat in about half an hour, so don't take too long.
Love you.
Love you too.
I'll call you later, Becca.
Okay, bye.
You could come up front, you know.
That's okay. I'm already buckled up.
Well, now I feel like I'm the chauffeur for the new Queen of Spring.
Hey.
So has it sunk in yet?
Kind of. I still can't believe they'd pick me.
Well, I can.
Thanks. Mrs. Morrison,
mm-hmm.
Do you think you could still take me shopping for a dress when it gets closer?
If you still want me to do it, I will, sure.
Well, I know it wouldn't be any fun trying on dresses with my dad.
Rebecca, don't you think that...
Oh, here we are. It never takes as long when you drive, does it?
No, sure doesn't.
Thanks for the ride, Mrs. Morrison.
You're welcome.
Oh, you.
Hi, Tiffany.
What? Is there more you wanted to tell me about how awful I am?
Tiffany.
No, Brooke. It's great to know what you're really thinking inside. With all your talk about God and love and all that Christian stuff, I had no idea.
Please, let me talk, Tiffany. I should have never said the things I did.
But if you meant them...
No, I lost my temper and I shouldn't have. Please don't blame God for the things I said. That was all me. And it was so wrong. I never should have yelled. And I'm really sorry I said the things I said.
You're sorry?
Yes, I'm sorry. I had no excuse to treat you the way I did. I love Becca and Luke, and it's really hard for me to see you hurt them, but I know that doesn't give me the right to be mean to you.
Did you say you were sorry?
Yes. I'm sorry, Tiffany. Will you forgive me?
Forgive you?
Yes. Forgive me for the things I said to you and the way I said them.
You want me to forgive you?
Yes.
Well, I suppose, Brooke. I guess I could let it go this one time.
Thank you.
But you really are asking a lot of me. It's not easy to forgive someone who is so nasty.
I know, and I really am sorry I lost my temper.
Not as sorry as I was. I certainly didn't expect to be beat up like that when I came over there today.
I know, and that's why I came to apologize, but I have to get going because...
I mean, I just wanted to stop at our bed and breakfast, and I get attacked!
Tiffany, I have to go. My family's eating dinner soon.
Oh, all right. And use the sidewalk when you leave this time. Mother hates it when there are footprints all over our yard.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow then. Come in. What are you doing up here?
I came to congratulate you. Queen of Spring. Wow.
Who told you?
Mary Morrison was here today. She told me you were written in.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I sit down?
Might as well.
Queen of Spring. Oh, you loved those girls. Every year you would tell me that that would be you someday. And now it's true. Do you remember how much we used to love watching that grand march at the ball every year?
Yeah.
I will never forget when you were 3 and a half the very first time we went.
You took me because I wanted to be a princess.
That's right. And I had to hold you really tightly because you get so excited when you were little that you just start shaking all over.
It was so weird.
Oh, no, you weren't. You were always a beautiful, darling baby girl.
Then, why'd you leave me?
Oh, Rebecca.
Why? Why'd you walk out on me? Oh. On me? On your son? On my dad? What did we do that was so wrong?
Oh, nothing, sweetie. You didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't your brother's. It wasn't your dad's. It was mine. I was stupid and selfish, and I threw away everything good I had in this life. I'm so sorry, Rebecca. I'm so sorry.
But that doesn't make it better. It doesn't give me back a mom during the years when I wanted you so bad.
I wish I could change that. I wish I could have my life back and start it all over. But I can start now. Rebecca, please forgive me.
Why?
I know now. I understand the faith that you and your dad and your brother have had all these years.
Don't talk about faith.
I understand it now. And I've asked God to forgive me for the horrible things I've done. The way I treated the gifts he gave me in the shape of my family. And he's forgiven me, Rebecca. God's forgiven my sins and given me a fresh start after all this time, after everything I've done.
Then why do you need my forgiveness?
I can't get closer to God when I know that I've ruined one of his children. When I know that I destroyed my little girl, and she won't even look at me. I love you, Rebecca. I love you so much.
I love you too, Mom. Oh. I love you, and I miss you, and I'm mad at you. So mad at you.
No.
I've hated you, Mom. It's like it came from the same spot, my love and my hate. And I've hated God too, I think.
What do you mean?
I've hated him for letting you come back, for letting me hurt again. You want me to forgive you, Mom?
I do.
Then you need to forgive me too.
Forgive you? For what?
For not loving you like I should have. For hating you. And I need God to forgive me for not believing you loved me enough to take care of me. I'm sorry I took that out on you, Mom.
Oh, Rebecca, of course I forgive you. Actually, I couldn't blame you. Oh, sweetie.
I can't believe you came up to my room after how I've been treating you.
Me neither. I can't believe you were voted Queen of Spring.
Me neither.
Do you, have a dress picked out yet?
No, I wasn't really planning on being queen.
Well, you're gonna need to be dressed to the nines for this, sweetie. This is big time. An old-fashioned ballroom dance, the 100th anniversary.
What are you trying to say, Mom?
I just wouldn't want that serious shopping to be left to your father. That's all.
Who should it be left to?
Since you're asking, I would ask a woman. One with impeccable taste.
Oh, who's that?
One who happens to be feeling a little better these days. And, most importantly, she should be a woman who knows just where to go after a day of shopping. A little place called Uncle Vito's.
Oh, Uncle Vito's! That's the name of it. Oh, I'd give anything for a big plate of their spaghetti right now.
Oh, you wanna go?
Yes.
Today, Becca finally forgave her mom, and what a relief it really was for Becca. We may think we are hurting people we hold a grudge against, but really, we're hurting ourselves more. Bitterness, anger, and grudges are like a poison that eats away at our heart. Are you suffering from the poison of bitterness? Jesus said, for us to get his forgiveness, we need to forgive others. Follow Becca's example and ask God to help you forgive that person and experience the joy and freedom that comes from forgiving others. This week's episode, Spring Loaded, is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. It was written and directed by Beth Culp, produced by Simon Guevara, engineered by Steve O'Dell, music score by John Campbell. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob. See you again next time, down Gilead Lane.